This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nick Alexio, attorney at law of Isaacs and Isaacs Law Firm. Dear Mr. Alexio, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Derek Smith, please note the following medical letter, period. Derek is D-E-R-E-K, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. On June 20th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. The patient is a 44-year-old male, height 6 foot 1 inches tall, weight 180 pounds, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with a seatbelt on, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 21st, 2019, period. He was in a Chevy sedan, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. He was rear-ended on the highway, period. The patient was jerked, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, headaches, comma, and right knee pain, period. A couple days later, he had pain in both shoulders, comma, his low back, comma, as well as pain down both arms, period. The right arm was greater than the left, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, period, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. Present day, despite treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his neck, comma, headaches, comma, as well as pain in both shoulders down his arms, with the right being greater than the left, period. New paragraph. His neck pain is described as intermittent and occurring approximately 6 hours per day, period. It is a burning, throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10, to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms. His right is greater than his left, and it radiates into both shoulders as well, period. New paragraph. His headaches are described as constant and located in the back of the head, period. It radiates to the front, period. The pain is throbbing and stabbing, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day. Ambulance took him to Good Samaritan Hospital, period. X-rays were performed. He was given medicine and released, period. The next day he was seen by a nurse practitioner. And later he followed up with another family doctor, period. He was treated with medications and physical therapy, period. He was seen at a pain clinic and given more medicines as well as physical therapy, period. He had injections in his neck and head region, period. He states that he had injections to deaden the nerve for his headaches, period. He was seen at the Suboxone clinic to get off narcotics, as he had 8 years sobriety before this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems playing with his kids, comma, working on cars, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, including basketball, comma, jumping, comma, sitting with his legs up, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medicines for this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications as well as stretching exercises and ice, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals addiction issues resolved 8 years before this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic history reveals that in his early 20s he was involved in an automobile accident where he hit the windshield, but there were no major injuries. from this accident, period. He did have physical therapy to his neck 2 or 3 times without any permanency, period. He has only been involved in other minor automobile accidents, period. The patient never injured his neck in the past other than minor strains from an automobile accident in his early 20s, period. He has had occasional minor headaches, but not daily or chronic, period. He twisted his knee at work 10 years ago, and he wore a brace for approximately 1 month, period. He burned his eyes with hot grease 20 years ago, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of chemical sanitation. He does work full-time. However, it was with pain and at a slower pace, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Records from the emergency room at Good Samaritan, October 21st, 2019, states 40-year-old male who presents with neck pain, period. On physical examination, there were abnormalities with midline cervical tenderness to palpation through the cervical spine, period. They did a CT radiographic study of the cervical spine, period. It was negative for fractures, period. They recommended follow-up with his primary care provider. The final impression was one, cervicalgia, C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A. Number two, encounter for examination following motor vehicle accident, period. Commonwealth Pain Associates, September 30th, 2020. States 41-year-old male who presents today with a primary complaint of bilateral occipital pain and headaches, as well as some left worse than right cervical pain and trapezius pain, period. This began several months ago after a motor vehicle accident, period. It has been progressively worsening since that time, period. On exam, he does have increased pain with the extension of the cervical spine, period. After evaluation today, recommend diagnostic medial branch blocks bilaterally, C2-3 and C4, period. If he gets adequate relief, then proceed with radio frequency ablation for long-term plan, period. Their assessment was cervical spondylosis, myofascial pain, and cervico-occipital neuralgia, period. Cervical occipital is C-E-R-V-I-C-O-O-C-C-I-P-I-T-A-L. Neuralgia. Progress note from Good Samaritan, physical therapist, was hit by a semi on October 21st, 2019, had immediate neck pain. Pain has been worsening, going into the head, into the shoulders, period. Tried to get back to work last week, but had excruciating pain, period. Good Samaritan notes by nurse practitioner, October 22nd, 2019, here for follow-up from MVA and complaint of neck pain, period. He has complained of neck pain since the time of the MVA with restricted range of motion, period. Was given naproxen in the ER, but it makes him feel funny and is unable to take them, period. Also given cyclobenzaprine, which the patient reports some help, period. On physical examination, there was tenderness with spasm present, decreased range of motion, painful present. Assessment was acute sprain of the ligaments of the neck, initial encounter, period. Good Samaritan x-rays of the thoracic and lumbar spine, dated October 30th, 2019, were negative for fractures, period. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 21st, 2019 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me Dr. Mandel. Today, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils are going reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the thyroid was negative, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed diminished range of motion with crepitance, period. Flexion was diminished by 24 degrees. Extension diminished by 26 degrees. Side bending diminished by 28 degrees on the left and 26 degrees on the right. Period. Rotation was diminished by 18 degrees on the left and 20 degrees on the right. Period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area. There was diminished strength in the cervical spine. Period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve. Period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds. Period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar spine was unremarkable. Period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation in the right upper forearm and also the lower forearm, period. The lower was greater than the upper, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar spine were unremarkable, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and myofascial pain. Number 2, cephalgia and cervico-occipital neuralgia, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of October 21st, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. The patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment as it relates to the cervical region, period. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally this automobile accident in question. No other factors enter into the equation, period. In reference to the cephalgia and headache, utilizing table 13-18, he qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, he has a total 6% whole body impairment from the automobile accident of October 21st, 2019, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Medications using generic medications would be required for the remainder of his life, period. Estimated cost would be $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can use some more injections in the cervical region and for headaches, an estimated cost of $3,000, period. The patient will need an occasional back brace at an estimated cost of $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is prudent as well, period. The patient relates that surgery was discussed with him and that would always be an option down the road should the cervical pain become aggravated or more intense, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above. and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation.